This is Grant Kaltenbach with CMO Spotlight. I sat down with Taylor Moore, a historic preservation major and a senior here at Southeast Missouri State, who spent his summer at an internship with Downtown Washington Incorporated in Washington, Missouri. In this interview, he tells me about his experience. So how'd you find this opportunity?
So we had a guest speaker in one of my classes, Bridget Kelch, actually, and she talked about how she needed interns this summer. So I went and talked to her afterward and said, hey, like, this is something I'm really interested in doing. So she immediately put me on. And I got to use a lot of my classes here at CMO in the real world, which I thought was extremely cool. For example, the city of Washington had a grant to put plaques on a lot of the buildings in the downtown historic district. So me and my partner got to go to the Historic Society and look up a bunch of information about these buildings and write about, you know, a small little paragraph and say, like, the most important aspects of the history of the building, and get to put the plaque on the building and see that there for, gosh, who knows, years. The fact that, like, my research is going to be on those buildings for everyone to read for an extended amount of years, I think that's extremely cool. That was probably one of the most unique aspects of my internship this summer. Another one of the really cool things was I got to go to the Franklin County Zoning and Community Development Center and get to learn about all the different things that a county has to do to, like, you know, keep it running, make sure everything's going well, like zoning, residential, industry, commercial. Got to see all these different aspects in the real world. I thought that was, like, one of the also coolest things that the entire internship provided. I think the classes that CMO provides for historic preservation are amazing. I know that there's only 9 schools within the nation that have historic preservation. You know, people don't really think about, like, community development, city planning, all that kind of stuff, like revitalization of the downtowns. No one really thinks about that. They just think it's kind of, like, happens, I feel. So I think it's really cool that, like, there's just classes on this kind of stuff that you can learn how to, like, revitalize and economically develop areas back to their original state. So I became interested in historic preservation because there's a old abandoned factory in my hometown. That's the Pillsbury Factory. It's huge. It's been abandoned for 20 years. And it was actually the hub of Pillsbury Mills production within the Midwest. And as a kid, I always, you know, would look at this factory and be like, why is that vacant? That's so much like business, so much jobs right there. It's kind of weird that I was thinking about that as a kid. But, like, I always wanted to, like, you know, go in there and, like, fix it up and, like, bring it back to its, like, historic state. So that was kind of, like, the main thing that stood out. Even as a kid, I was, like, would go to, like, different, like, see different buildings that were abandoned and be like, hey, like, that could be apartments, or, like, that could be a grocery store. Just, like, stuff like that. Like, why are these buildings abandoned? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, what kind of kid was I? I was thinking about this kind of stuff. But, like, that's just kind of how I got into this. And I was like, I want to, like, preserve historic buildings. Because it's awful seeing buildings get torn down. Like, no one wants to see that. Like, especially, like, with all that historical integrity they have. Especially, like, when they're related to the town's heritage. I mean, there's a lot of buildings in Cape that, like, have probably been knocked down that we don't even know about. And I think it's really important to keep these buildings and, like, preserve the past. Also, you know, move forward in the future, but keep the past as well. You know, this is a really great experience, and I'm really glad that, like, CMO requires an internship, because I feel like it actually puts you into the workforce and in the real world, and, like, you get to utilize all your classes. Like, I was actually surprised how many different aspects of my classes I used in the real world. And I was like, wow, this is actually, you know, something I'm going to utilize. Like, I was like, wow, all these notes, all that time, actually used it.
This has been CMO Spotlight. For more CMO Spotlight podcasts, check out krcu.org.